Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Okay, hands please. Have you ever actually been to a tea party? Do you know the protocol?
Let's smell popcorn.
Tea party only. Napkins.
Well, yes, napkins in that charming little commercial, but that may be even more than we know about the current tea party that's been making so many headlines. A few weeks ago, a poll from our partner, the New York Times, gave us a more detailed look at who exactly makes up the Tea Party's followers. The biggest demographic was older, white, educated men, but there are still major aspects of the movement that are less clear, like is anyone actually leading it and where is it headed? To help answer those questions, we are joined by John O'Hara, author of the new book, A New American Tea Party, The Counter-Revolution Against Bailouts, Handouts, Reckless Spending, and More Taxes. Mr. O'Hara, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Nice to have you here. So you write that you're not a spokesman or a leader in the Tea Party. You're not one of the founders, but you joined it very early. What exactly is it trying to do?
Well, the movement really grew out of frustration with the bailouts coming out of Washington, D.C., and what many people perceive as the bailing out of irresponsible corporations and individuals. And I think what I call it a counter-revolution. I think it's two things. It's a backlash to some of these radical policies coming out of Washington that started with the Bush administration, and it's really a broader civic reawakening. I think a lot of people are coming in off the sidelines and getting involved in the political process, whether it's going to rallies or going out and stumping for a candidate or maybe even running for office themselves.
You write in the book, and I quote, "The Tea Party movement represents an alternative to a blind reliance on government for social change. Real social change comes from the people, not from the stiff bureaucratic halls of Capitol Hill," unquote. So in your mind and in the Tea Party's mind, is there anything that government should or could do for the people?
Oh, of course. There's no question. And I'm so glad you asked that, because there's a big misconception out there that the Tea Party movement is anti-government or anti-tax. Most people, I think, out there, and certainly most people in the Tea Party movement, believe that there is a role for government. Many of these recent polls, including the New York Times poll you mentioned, indicate that. It's just what that role is, and we've seen that role dramatically expanded in size and scope over the last couple of years.
So give me one or two things that you think the government could and should be doing for Americans.
Oh, look, number one, let's talk about health care. I think that most people agree that the poor and disadvantaged among us deserve access to quality, affordable health care. It's just that the recent health care legislation that passed most people were opposed to it, and a lot of people don't think that's the way to go.
Let me, you talked about your inspiration and the inspiration for the party being the bailouts and all of that. You talked to Jon Stewart on The Daily Show. You write in your book that CNBC's Rick Santelli's call for a Chicago Tea Party convention on February 19th of 2009 inspired you to join. Let's listen to what he said that so got this thing started.
This is America. How many of you people want to pay for your neighbor's mortgage that has an extra bathroom and can't pay their bills? Raise their hand.
How about we all...
President Obama, are you listening?
And how about we all stop paying our mortgage? It's a moral hazard.
Jason, you want to...
We're thinking of having a Chicago Tea Party in July. All you capitalists that want to show up to Lake Michigan, I'm going to start organizing.
Well, there was a little bit of humor in his voice, but he was quite serious. What did that trigger in you, John O'Hara?
You know, I think it triggered in me what I think it triggered in a lot of people. And, of course, I can only speak for myself, but I think it really was a tipping point. I think that beginning with the bailouts in the Bush administration and then the Obama administration, then in this particular instance he was talking about, it was a proposed bill to buy up bad mortgages. I think a lot of people were skeptical very early on, but gave government gave politicians on both sides of the aisle some leeway and said, look, you know, philosophically I'm against this concept of bailing out Wall Street and bailing out irresponsible individuals, but you know, let's see what happens. You know, my 401, speaking hypothetically, someone watching, you know, my 401k is tanking, maybe my you know, my neighbors lost their job, etc. But then realized that, you know, what this bailout on Wall Street wasn't really helping Main Street. And by the time the Santelli rant came around, people sitting at home said, hey, you know, maybe I'm not the only one that's very skeptical about this and doesn't feel it's getting the
But John, the people screaming in that Santelli video were not from Main Street. They're traders at the Chicago Merc.
Oh, sure. No question. I didn't claim they were from Main Street. I think that people sitting at home saw people who are on the front lines in finance very skeptical of what was going on, and it said, hey, look, you know, I'm watching at home. I've maybe been afraid to say something. It's not popular at a cocktail party to talk about bailouts or et cetera, especially when a lot of people are being hit by tough economic times. But, you know, if these guys who are experts in this field or on the front lines in this field think it's a little out there, then maybe I'm not nuts.
John O'Hara, author of A New American Tea Party, The Counter-Revolution Against Bailouts, Handouts, Reckless Spending, and More Taxes. Much more to talk to you about, John, perhaps another time. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Well, of course, everyone on the program can weigh in on this. How will the Tea Party affect your own election? Give us an assessment at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can post to thetakeaway.org.